Blog Talk Radio.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever...
Hey folks, welcome to Patriot Family Chat, and welcome to Bill, of course, Doc, Rod, Luke, and Yo, and glad you guys could hear the music. My name is Linda. I'm coming at you from Oceanside, still kind of battling whatever bug I have, so I've got an appointment for Thursday to take care of some business. It's gorgeous. I can't enjoy the weather because I've been stuck in this house since Friday. It's a mess. So anyway, we're going to have Bill from Indiana in a minute when he calls in. We are brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com. That is www.PatriotFamilies.com. It's a great place to be. Doc's logged out because he probably can't get sound. Like this BTR, I swear, we got to find another venue to do some fabulous shows, man. Anyway, there's a whole bunch going on. I'm hoping Yo feels okay. I know she's still in the chat room. I know she's not doing well earlier on, a few minutes ago, so I don't know what's happening. It's not like I'm 106. I should be feeling better than this, but anyway, we'll go on. So I'm just... What it is I'm not sure what it is, but it's making me real tired, and it could be anything. It could be, you know, blood work. It could be renal. I don't know. It could be anything. What do I look like? I'm not the doc. Doc left the building, so I've got to wait for him to come back. But what they did was when I went in the other day, they did treat me for a urinary tract infection, which can be nasty little bugs. No, I don't. I used to, but I don't do that anymore. Of course, I was on a damn, you know, flying Petri dish incubator going to Delaney. That probably didn't help. So we're just going to figure out what it is, because I'm almost done with my sulfa drugs. In fact, I have to take them after this show. And it's not side effects. I think it's, I don't know. I'm going to find out. So welcome, Bill. We're here.
Glad to be here. How are you doing today, Linda?
I'll hang in. I'll make it through.
That's all we do every day, Linda. We see what's going on. We do our research.
Oh, my God.
every day we're like a deer caught in headlights, mouth open, eyes bulging out. I can't believe this.
Well, you know what's funny? Because I was watching that link that's up there, if you guys want to capture it for later, it's like 7 minutes long. I wish I could convert it and put it in today's show, but I can't. So save it for later. It's amazing. It's about, you know, basically war pigs and the Rothschilds and the agenda. It's really, really good. There's about three or four good old Marines and Army guys saying the, you know, few expletives, but you know what? It's time somebody said some expletives when they're talking about this government, because they have evil plans for us, as you know.
It's past time. What that video was telling us, we've known was coming for quite a while. We know that they've been preparing for that. That's why they've been glad that we've took our time and done things the way we've done them. It has given them the time to build up against us.
Yeah, this is...
And we see that with the Russian troops here, 2,000 Muslims being imported a year. You know,
they're pushing... Now they're pushing for amnesty. They're pushing Obamacare. That SOB in the White House is not going to stop. He's going to keep going. He's got all his little minions and his brown shirts out there pushing Obamacare on every level. He's got thousands of them in every aspect of our society. He's got them in the L.A. schools. He spent I don't know how many millions of dollars. I think it was $900 million went to the L.A. schools to have the children go and tell their parents that Obamacare is just, you know, the cat's meow. That's what's going on
in this country. At the same time, he's trying to cut our military's pay and their services and benefits.
Oh, and there was also another little lovely thing, and I think I put it out there. I know somebody on Revolution California put it out there about the they were trying to get these atheist chaplains in the military. Well, that got defunded, thank God, by Congress. And so we're up against it every day. I know.
Well, if you look at San Antonio, they're outlawing Christians being elected.
The what? Say again?
Well, they're outlawing Christians being holding elected office.
Oh, it's insane.
In San Antonio. I said this when they started this whole gay issue. This was about nothing but control and power. And what they're going to do is they're going to use the gays, they're going to say the Bible's hate speech, and they're going to try to throw out the Bible and Christianity. And people like Rick Warren, who say Allah and God are the same, are just total idiots misleading people.
Oh, that guy, Rick Warren, is another one of those, what is he? He's like a black liberation theologist clown. He's or a Scientologist or whatever they call. I mean, these guys are such charlatans. You know they are. I mean, please, let's get over ourselves.
The idea that you have to compromise. You have to give in this week about the gay issue. Well, that just tells me that he's not even qualified to be Pope.
Yeah, I know. It's
I don't care if it's if God called it a sin, then you don't turn your blind eye to it.
Well, yeah. Hey, Doc, welcome back.
The only judgment man is not supposed to make is whether another man or woman is going to heaven or hell. That's the only judgment you're not supposed to make.
That's correct. Absolutely. Oh, I know that. Because you're not allowed to judge their hearts, because we don't know their hearts, but God does.
You're supposed to judge whether they're good or bad people, whether they're going to be a good influence around you or a bad influence.
And
they're going to be a threat to your family and things like this. You have to be that kind of judge.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we judge the tree by the fruit that it bears.
Well,
and
the Pope's
job is
not to do the judging, but his job is to inspect the fruit.
Absolutely. And we can, too, because we can see what it bears. You know, I mean, even Jesus said if a man is not in need of clothing or whatever, better pick up a sword, too, if you need it. So
he tells you to turn your back and knock the dust off your feet at evil people.
Yeah, and never cast the pearls before swine, because that's going to get you nowhere quickly. I mean, please. So... what was the other stuff that was going on? There was so much going on. There was another gentleman was talking on Glenn Beck's show, and I think Tara was in for him today. And I can't remember his name, but all this stuff on the IRS scandals and what's going on with everything, that these speeches on the economy, this climate change nonsense, the Trayvon stuff, the race baiters, all of these, as you know, are distractions on seeing what the other hand is doing.
Well, I got one for him. You can go to the U.S. debt clock, top right-hand corner, and forward it to 2017.
Right,
that'd be right after Obama's out of office. And the debt, right at that point, will be $22-plus trillion, and that's not including, about $14 million for the actual cost of amnesty and whatever the true cost of the health care bill is going to end up being.
Right.
So you're looking at a debt that's going to be, I'd say close to $30 trillion when Obama leaves office.
Well, the stuff I'm reading right now, because you know I'm into this book and it's really amazing, Jekyll Island, I'm almost halfway through and there's a few things in there I should go over. But when you look at the way the debt is created out of debt, everybody knows that there is no intention of ever paying it off. They know they cannot pay it off. It's absolutely ridiculous unless by some miracle we got a cure for cancer around the world, and then everybody bought off our debt with it, with real gold or real something. I mean, besides, and you have to still leave a balance, because if there's no, if everybody paid off their credit cards,
the thing is, who do we owe that debt to? Do you know?
I would say probably the foreign banks and the IMF. MF, well, yeah, all the central banks.
The Rothschilds.
Look at
who the members of the board of the Federal Reserve are.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're evil.
George Soros is on there.
Yeah, that guy's got his dirty freaking hands into everything lately, and I'm getting real tired. You know what I did today? You posted that one on ICLEI. I know you had two on Agenda 21, but I didn't get to the second one where they had the map, but I did get to the one. Oh, there was one. Oh, man, Barbara Decker did one. I hope I sent it to you guys. If not, I'll go try to find it or have her repost it. It was a video of what was going on in Florida. They want all 50 states to adopt all this nonsense, and they're pushing hard, and they're pushing to make it go through fast. It is, and the guy who's speaking was evil, Bill. He was talking about fascism and saying that it's such a good thing and it always works. Oh, this guy was just
evil.
Well,
in Florida,
evil.
They're taking Christianity out of the Bible and putting in 38 pages or something like that
Islam. I saw that one. I know. I saw
the only
that.
Thing, it, the only thing Muslims ever had to do with here was Tripoli, and you saw what they got then.
Mm-hmm.
Or we know what they got then.
So the way Griffin is explaining this is, let's say just in the United States alone, every single person who has a credit card, who has a balance on it, if everybody paid off their balances all at once and never owed anybody anything, this whole dang thing would collapse overnight because of the way it's been set up. So does that make sense? It shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't have a debt-based monetary system, but we do because of the Federal Reserve. And it talks about the Rothschilds formula, and now that it goes into the profits of war, as you know, they're war pigs, and it's amazing.
How much money does the Federal Reserve make off of loaning us money?
Oh, it's exponential. It's sickening. The whole thing is evil.
Yeah, there is no stopping. There is no getting out of this debt.
No, there's only – unless we figure out how to, put them all in one place and get the launch code.
We're heading towards a total, complete collapse.
Oh, I know we are.
Which is what Obama aimed for. Destroy the culture, destroy the economy, destroy the ability to defend themselves. Why do you think he keeps going after gun control so heartily? He used Trayvon Martin for no other reason than trying to go after gun control. Because he can't get his way. His puppet masters – don't get their way for a global elitist controlling the globe if they cannot disarm the American public. And right now, that's the biggest thing stopping them.
Oh, I know. So the one I know that Ron's talked about this, and I know others have talked about this guy. His name's Cecil Rhodes, and he was the one that has the Rhodes Scholarship, and that's the one Bill Clinton got awarded. So these guys are all connected. I'm telling you. So this Nathan. All of this financed by Nathan Rothschild and the Bank of England. Cecil Rhodes established a monopoly over the diamond output of South Africa and most of the gold as well. He formed a secret society which included many of the top leaders, British government. Their elitist goal was nothing less than world domination and the establishment of a modern feudalist society, which is exactly what Agenda 21 is, controlled by themselves through the world's central banks. in America, the Council on Foreign Relations was an outgrowth of that group. And that's what we're – look, all these guys have – everybody's a member of this dang thing. You know, the Clintons are, especially Hildebeest. And as far as have you seen – I think you've seen the ones I've posted. It's called Stop Obama Now, and they got all those overpasses, and they got all the signs on the freeways all over the country. Okay.
Yeah, here's Beach Obama Now.
Yes, and it's got fake Messiah. It's got everything. It says, remember Benghazi. It's got everything you can think of. And I'm thinking we need some really good signs, and I mean a whole bunch of them, like a myriad, like a nice mosaic of signs of all of these things. And if she starts a campaign trail, Hillary, if she starts a campaign trail, we got to do this what we're doing on these overpasses now, but have her name and picture plastered all over it and every weekend, everywhere until 2016. You think that would work? Because we need to have
go back in Hillary's history and just start posting her true history.
Yep.
And believe me, that's not going to do her any good. That's why they're making a movie, and they're starting in 1998, and they're starting after the Lewinsky thing. They're trying to erase all the bad things, but even then they still can't. And Benghazi should be the nails in her political coffin.
Well, you know what? I don't know if I sent it to you, but I did send it to, I think, Mike from the Hot Seat and Ron and a couple others. I was trying to include everybody. And I can't remember who sent it to me on Facebook or somewhere. And it was like this huge huge list of the body count of the Clintons from their beginning of their – yeah, it was huge. I was shocked, and I knew about some of it, but I was like, oh, my God, because they got everybody.
They ignored the body count on Obama and his gay partners.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And not to mention Andrew Breitbart and several others. How about Extortion 17 with all those SEALs? 30 people going down on that Chinook helicopter. And then while they were in on the tarmac in the foreign land, they had this evil imam speaking, in Arabic and condemning these people in front of their parents. This is outrageous.
But didn't they burn the bodies?
Oh, they did, and there was no reason to. And there's more evidence coming out now from the parents stating that these kids were alive, some of them, after that thing went down. There was like anywhere from five to eight of them, but they were killed by a sniper fire from the enemy or whomever, but they were not damaged that much. They did not need to be cremated. And every single one of these people, I'm telling you, Mike has the audio of on his show on independent radio of the woman. She was the prime minister of Pakistan, and she was on the air, and she talked about this for like 10 or 15 minutes when she said that she met the men in 2007 who killed Osama bin Laden, and every one of those kids on that Chinook knew damn well this was a big hoax in 2011 or whenever this was supposed to have taken place. So that's one of the reasons they got offed, so that they wouldn't leak the truth about.
And Obama tried to make himself look like a hero.
Oh, that's sick.
But not only to us, worse, he tried to make himself look like a hero to Islam by giving them people.
Oh, well, I think there was, you know, there's another theory that this was why they called it extortion, was because they were trying to do some sort of an exchange, and I don't know who was going to get released or
like Benghazi.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But those kids.
Did you hear about the recent deal?
Uh-uh.
Well, Obama silently released 5 Taliban from Gitmo.
Oh, God. That man is so damned evil.
Coincides with there's been like 2 prison breaks by the Taliban and Pakistan.
It's unbelievable.
And prison break in Iraq. So you got to wonder, as this coincides with all that, what's he really up to?
He's got his hands into all of it. But, you know, the other distraction, and the media won't touch it, because I think everybody in Congress and everybody in the media is terrified of this evil woman, and that's Valerie Jarrett, because she runs that place, and you know she does. And I'm sure she's taken her marching orders, because she has Muslim ties also. So does Huma Abedin from, Anthony's Wiener. And also Abedin has ties with Hitlery. This is one big evil cabal, guys. One huge cabal. I hate it.
Oh, how can you not?
And it's time people know. And that the one I was going to tell you about, the Agenda 21, was the one on Ickley. And remember, it was in what state was it, Kentucky or Tennessee? And these people were swearing up and down they never heard of Agenda 21 or Ickley. And then come to find out they were lying to their constituents all along. And so remember that one you put up on Facebook? Where the constituents found out later that these people were lying because they admitted it half-heartedly that they had signed on with Ickley and said they were that there was nothing wrong with that organization. And they even talked in this blurb about Bonn, Germany, and that's where that company's from, and it's international body, and they have no authority at all to be signing on with Ickley. That's what I tried to tell my people a long time ago in city council. But I took that whole piece and I sent it to my city councilman who's interested in this, and I told him, look, you got to go into this because you got to find out what the end game is. It's not good. It's not good for anybody. I said their ultimate goal is the abolition of private property completely. So, and I told him about, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I told him about the Chicago Climate Exchange, the Joyce Foundation, Al Gore, Joel Rogers, and the North Shore Bank. I told him, please look into this, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So I gave him something to think about.
It flat out tells you why they are pushing this carbon climate crap so hard. They are invested to the hilt in it, and if they can't get a global carbon tax, they're going to lose their butts.
Well, you know, the other thing is they're just not going to become wealthy. But I think the higher ups, like the ones who put this crap together in the UN, these petty dictators and all these clowns and the Greenpeace and the Maurice Strongs, they're in it for power. These people want a global governance.
You're looking at $400 billion the first year on the light side. If they get their way, it'd be close to $1.2 trillion the first year. It'll double after that. These guys will be reaping the profits. That's the profits they'll be reaping. That's not the cost. That's the profits they'll be reaping.
Right. The money for some people doesn't matter because it's just pennies on the dollar to these Rothschild people and the powers that be people and the central bank people. You know, those the huge cabal. They're in it to literally, have their way with us, get our resources. Kill off 3/4 of us, if that's what they want to do, and this is their whole, that's their deal. This is Stalin on steroids, as far as I can see. And it ain't good, and we ain't letting it happen. I'll tell you, I'm not, no. And,
we're seeing they're using the SEIU to go after McDonald's and things, trying to make them unionized. But here's the hypocrisy of it all. The only person in Congress who owns a business that does not pay minimum wage is Nancy Pelosi.
Wow.
She got exempt from having to pay minimum wage.
Well, I didn't know she was exempt. She's exempt from the intellect of
brain.
Of brains. Absolutely. She's completely devoid of that problem. Let's see, what is he? Rod's going, one world order run by a minority acting as kings, but what makes me think there is always one king who wants to rule the world and will call off the other kings. Boy, are they stupid. Well, you're right. It's like an oligarchy. But ultimately, when you look at this, how high up the totem pole these people go, and everything I'm reading in here, the banksters and the Rothschilds, man, they got it above everybody else from what I can see.
Let me ask you this. All these idiots out here that support them, how many of them think that when it's all said and done, they're actually going to be left standing?
Well,
you're useful idiots at the moment, but once they have total control and stuff, then you're no longer of any use. And it ain't work and serve a purpose because you don't do that either.
Yeah, because, and you know what? We can prove that. And the other day, Glenn talked about it on his show, comparing this whole thing to the Night of the Long Knives. Hitler did it. He just had every single one of those brown shirts were killed, just and not just with knives, with other instruments like guns, but because he was purging, and all through Stalin's regime in Reign of Terror, he purged constantly. I mean, that guy was doing it every other month. It was unbelievable, like a pogrom, unbelievable stuff going on. Not good, let me tell you. So, look, everybody throughout history, the same story keeps going over and over and over again, and we know this. Reading this book, and they give me
the main problem. And the main problem is we have a media that refuses to report the truth.
I know.
It no longer serves a purpose other than it being a liberal propaganda. They will protect the liberals. They'll lie if they have to.
Yep.
It doesn't seem NBC and CBS manufacture fake, take things out and edit things to make it say whatever so they could attack it and this and that. You've done seen that the media no longer is media. It is propagandist.
Right.
And we saw that in Nazi Germany. And the only party being backed financially and everything else by a Nazi is the Democratic Party and George Soros, although he does back John McCain.
Right. You know, as far as the media goes, I mean, it's all programming, propaganda, and indoctrination. You know it's lies. You know it's not the truth. Even Fox News, the whole thing is ridiculous. Everything we're getting from sometimes we get it from RT. We get it from Canadian Free Press. We get it from the internet. We get it from each other. We go to all these, you know, people.
We're getting it from people that are actually there and witnessing the things.
Well, they're not, Rod, they're not warning anybody because they're in on it. Or they're being terrified or they're being threatened or something. God knows what they're doing to them. I have no idea.
Yeah, I spread that video, Agenda 21 for Dummies. And then there it tells you that both political parties are in this.
Yes.
But you try getting people to understand that. I get so sick of seeing Texas put up there all how great their leadership is. Dudes, you've had two Bushes. And now you've got Perry. Did you forget about his attempts to support the NAU and the FTP project and all
of
that?
Oh, God, all that shit. I know. All of it. The TPP. Yeah. I mean, look.
Establishment Republicans, don't elect them.
Yeah, I know. They're getting more and more, and they're more bold right now for some reason.
And the only person in Texas I see speaking the truth Ted Cruz.
Right. And
I see his support gaining and gaining and building because he's the only one telling the following the laws and respecting the Constitution and the people.
Oh, I know. Is Louis Gohmert from Texas also? I can't remember, but he's in the Congress, and I know he's a good one. And I actually heard the interview, the full interview on yesterday's radio show with Glenn Beck and Michelle Bachmann, and he was grilling her as to why she voted for the current NSA program, and she was looking at it as a national security deal because she knows how evil the Muslim Brotherhood is and where they're where they're located inside the White House and all this. And but she did not understand, literally did not even know about the grid, the building in Utah. Okay, so basically, Glenn explained, he said, we know that they're not listening right now, but they're collecting everything and storing it in these big buildings. And so she said she would look into this and all these things, you know, so what I'm thinking is like 9/10 of these, I don't know, half of these people are ignorant and half of them are in on it, Bill. That's the only explanation.
It is. Sadly, that's the truth. They're all thinking that somehow when it's all said and done, they're going to come out ahead. I got news for them. You're going to be the first people to eliminate because other than serving them right at the moment, once they have control, you no longer serve a purpose. You're no longer needed. They'll get rid of you first thing because it ain't like you guys can do regular jobs that are going to serve them.
Well, the reason they get rid of them is because they know where the bodies are buried. That's why they do it. You know that. You know that they'll turn on them.
They're looking at world depopulation. You want
Absolutely.
To put the world down to about between 500 million and a billion people.
I know.
To do so,
I know.
You got to kill off 6 billion people. And these people, that means you're going to keep the people who do the work that support you and all this stuff, keeps you living your high life and all this and that. Those who are nothing more than mouths, which is what the media is, will no longer serve a purpose. They'll be the first persons you get rid of. These elected who think somehow they're going to come out ahead in it, they'll be gotten rid of too.
Oh, you mean like these, like Sheila Jackson Lee and the rest of those clowns? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the
Lord.
Congressional Black Caucus just threw out any, if they had any, they just threw out any integrity, and, I mean,
they just
made themselves look so ignorant.
I know. Who was the one that...
her.
Who was the one that got nominated or something for the DHS replacing Incompetano?
That's Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, God, the ugly one, right? I think you commented on her hairstyle.
Yeah, is that her head is someone crap on her shoulder.
That was
Look
funny.
At the woman showing off all her jewelry and stuff. You want to do something for the people, sell all that jewelry and give the money back to the people, because I'm sure you didn't earn it.
Well, yeah, look, the show that I know some of you guys couldn't get in yesterday, I don't know what was going on with Patriot Family Site. Rod and I couldn't get in there to save our souls, but I could get into Ron's show after trying a couple times. You know, I refreshed my computer. I did everything I could. So Blog Talk can become an issue, and it's a pain because I put out there's about five or six different, you know, those group timeline things you can get on Facebook. Well, I have about five or six groups, and sometimes I go ahead and share it on everyone's timeline so that people who are hanging out there can see it. And even those who aren't linked to me directly, you know, so it helps to get the word out. So hopefully some will join us because we've got a whole hour left. But if anybody, Doc, you want to call in? Rod, give us a buzz. But, yeah.
We have so much going on. And that's the thing. They're trying to overwhelm us with so much stuff.
Oh, I know.
And while we're focused on one thing, they're sneaking through another. And that's just how...
I know.
Well, they're the mafia. They're the Chicago mafia.
Yes,
they're
I know.
The Chicago crime syndicate.
That's what they're doing. He brought it with him, yeah.
And
he did.
They're letting him put these people in, and the Republicans have no guts, no courage
no, they
whatsoever.
Don't. Nothing. Not one ounce.
All my big ear congressman does is look for photo ops.
It's disgusting. I know that. And then we're going to go into the Wiener factory and the maybe the filthy Filner factory in a minute. But I just wanted to talk about what this clown is talking about. He's putting down the Keystone Pipeline. He's lying to the public, stating that it's not going to create jobs. You know, that it's just a small picture. It's not a big deal. And then, you know, consistent.
Well, the only bad job is none.
Yeah, I
and
know.
That's why
and
he's offering none.
Yeah, he's such an evil one. So what he did was he took a five-year-old speech, you know, and polished it up and changed a couple words and read it from the teleprompter. That's all he knows how to do. That is what they put him in there for, to read off that stupid thing. They feed him the lines to read, and that's what's going on. This guy hasn't got an original thought since he was about five.
The man makes comments that only a constitutional lawyer can understand the Constitution.
Well,
but he doesn't tell you that he lost his law license and his wife lost her law license.
Yes.
So evidently you wasn't qualified.
Oh, this man has been born, nurtured, weaned, whatever you want to call it, on communism.
He's
his whole
candidate.
Life, he is. He was a plant, not a potted plant, some would say, but he's a plant by the communists and the Rothschilds, I swear. I absolutely know this
and the
to be true.
Democratic Party, the heads of the Democratic Party
yep.
know the truth, and they know he's not eligible to be president.
Right.
They
and
know
George
he's not even an American.
Right.
But
George
they think
Soros,
that somehow their pockets are going to get padded and they're going to get power over us.
And so yeah, what happened was George Soros was the bagman for these powers that be, right? All these Illuminati. And he made sure that a lot of money got funneled into in this whole shadow party, shadow government deal. And both Clintons, Bill and Hillary, I call her, were involved in this shadow party, shadow government, because they wanted him in there because they knew that he was just bad enough, and they knew they could play the race card, and they actually started playing the race card.
The Clintons were who figured out that he wasn't legal to be president, and a deal was struck with them for Hillary to drop out, and she was going to get a big position, and she did.
Yep.
And she would be allowed to run in 2016, and she'll get the support of the party and Obama and stuff.
Right. And
but you drop her out. You take her out of the picture, and the Democrats ain't got nobody.
I know. Absolutely. Except that idiot Biden. I mean, that's
what are you going to do, run Al Sharpton?
Oh, God. Oh, that would be a joke. Oh, jeez.
He is such a joke. And I got to give Bill O'Reilly credit.
Yes,
the other day
when
he came on there and talked about the race and stuff, he hit the nails right on the head. And it really picked me up for Sharpton to come on there and say, well, whites don't understand. Well, dumbass Al Sharpton, do you think there ain't poor whites struggling to survive just like the blacks in the ghettos and the stuff? You're about a dumbass. You're nothing but a racist. You're a race baiter. You make your money off of race baiting.
I know.
Without it, you're nothing.
That's right. I think I posted on somebody's Facebook thing or some blog I went into and talked about it.
A little fired up.
I know. I said these guys, you know, the Sharptons and the Jacksons and the rest of these clowns, they have to do this because they wouldn't be able to handle a job at McDonald's, let alone anything else. I'm serious. They're just useless. I have no use for them. They're evil, and they hide behind the pastor or reverend's cloth. How dare they? I mean, do you realize that according to scripture, if I'm not mistaken, that people who are blasphemous and claim to be men of the cloth and be reverends and preach the word and try to get their flocks to follow them, and they do bad things like that, and they lie and do those things, they're going to be held accountable a hell of a lot worse than the parishioners.
The Bible told us that they would do it.
Yep, that's true. So, but all they're doing,
they're not fooling God. That's how dumb they are. They're not fooling God. And no matter how you try to change his words and stuff, he's not going to change his opinions.
Nope.
You should read the last page of the Bible before you start trying to change it.
Yeah, but that's why they call him the Alpha and the Omega, the same today as yesterday as he always will be, right?
Yeah, he don't have to change. You're just nothing, dude. You're carbon dust. Whether you're smart enough to realize it or not, you are carbon.
I know. I talk. That's my argument every time. And when I get into these debates with these global climate changing nut job greenies, which absolutely make me my blood boil, as you can well imagine.
I ask them, then why aren't you going after the government for using carbon CO2 to grow plants?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point. You know, the thing is, all of these people that I deal with have never sat down with a real scientist, and I have twice. And so I tell them, I go, you know, plus the fact that even back 5 years ago, I was reading Liberty and Tyranny, and Mark Levin touched on it. He said there was like something like 33,000 scientists who disagreed with this stupid theory and that hockey stick and all the rest of it, and people from IPCC. Yeah.
The only ones that agree with it were ones that got paid to come to that specific conclusion somehow.
Right. And see,
so what they were paid for was to find a way to lie, to try to fool the public into thinking it was true.
Oh, well, this is the whole thing, and that's what I say in my blogs and everything each time to the newspaper, to Facebook, to whatever. And I tell them, look, you have got to understand that this whole climate change, global warming is a huge lie and a hoax, and it has been put together to redistribute wealth. It is to take away private property. The end result is like zero freedom. You will not like living under that mess. And
when you tell them redistribute the wealth, I love how they do this. We're redistributing the wealth. I noticed that, but Obama, it's only you and your cronies that seem to be getting wealthier.
Yeah, but what they're doing.
And I noticed under the carbon exchanges, again, it will be you and your cronies who gain the wealth.
Right. Absolutely. And the banksters and the Maurice Strongs and the
but
Joel Rogers.
Is it the people?
I know.
The idea Obama has is for us to live in the poverty of Indonesia.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
what
just
he
saying.
Used to. He thinks that's how it should be.
Have a good one. Rod Luke, while you're out there, or Doc, somebody promote the show and email it. Email the links. Anyway, nice to have. Well, I don't know what happened. I know Yo's kind of tired and sick today, so you know Rod's kind of getting tired.
It's been that kind of weather. We've been having a shower here, shower there, and stuff.
Sure.
A lot of people have got this or that, and the barometric pressure going up and down screws with people. But you know, the best thing they can do is refuse to take any kind of prescription medicines if you can possibly.
I know.
That's the only way you're going to strengthen your immune system to be able to fight these things off.
I know. Well, some of this stuff is, you know, if it's knocking you out really bad, I mean, you can't play with certain stuff. But so I got an appointment for Thursday. I'll see what's going on. And hopefully I can figure it out, or they can help me figure out. So anyway, these clowns with the Agenda 21 thing, and I always tell them, you know, I put in every link that I can. I say the Wildlands Project, look up Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, look at AmericanPolicy.org, everything. I tell them all this stuff. I give them every opportunity.
There's a place in California right now where the government is using eminent domain to take over people's properties.
Oh, God.
Well, that's going to be coming at all of us. That's their ideology. They're going to control all the property.
Well, yeah,
so they're
going to
control where people live and that kind of thing.
Right.
It's just Agenda 21, grabbing total control. I mean, come on, people. They're taxing rainwater in places.
It's sick. And they're making people kill pigs. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I tell you. I know.
Livestock pigs. They're not feral pigs. They're livestock pigs.
Oh, they're just sickening. And this government
but
has no
Michigan
business.
Michigan and Michigan gave in to the Muslims. Several of their cities. I don't care if Michigan falls into the ocean or the lakes up there.
The Great Lakes.
Detroit. 60 years of Democrat rule. Oh, that's really done you real great, hasn't it?
It's crazy, I know.
And
I know.
I'm not for bailing them out.
Yep.
You do that and you're going to have 100 places lining up behind them. San Francisco's the next one coming in broke.
Oh yeah, I don't, and I'm sure L.A. and San Diego and all of California,
Chicago,
you know.
Chicago will be there. New York will be there. I mean, every place. It's like they're all liberal controlled too. You notice that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they are. Chicago, all the places that you, New Orleans, all this stuff. You know. So that's what you're up against. I mean, so. As far as the economy goes, the way until or unless this whole financial collapse, which is what Ron talked about, and he understands it, and the clips from Ann Barnhart understand it, and I think I saw the whole video of that, and you know, it's insane what they've done. I'm trying to understand it the best way, and the guy who's writing this, go ahead.
They post this national debt at 16-some trillion, and the truth is it's way, way higher than that because there's some things they emit out of that and don't count because it would look bad to the public to see how high it really is.
Yep. Oh,
and
yeah.
Ron is right. There's no other – it collapses upon us. There's no way out of this debt system when they tell you, well, we're going to cut spending. Well, what they did, yeah, they cut spending, but they didn't stop spending. So the debt keeps increasing. The interest is so high, we can't afford to pay it.
That's the whole deal. And I'm still not sure where the tax money goes to, other than paying the interest on certain things. I have no idea.
It goes to La Raza. It goes to groups like Acorn and those kind of liberal groups. You know, the
Planned
Democrats
Parenthood.
Are pretty good at laundering money to their organizations, the same as the Republicans. David Crockett had it right. There's no way should our Congress, our government, ever be involved in charity. It's charity. What they do is not charity.
No, it's Marxism. It exactly what
they
wrote about.
They pick winners and losers.
Yep.
If you support us, we'll give you money. If you don't, you're not getting any. That's just basically it. There's no fairness, nothing. What if a group is biased, unbiased, and they don't want either one? They don't want to support anybody. They just want to do a charity job. Well, more than likely, they'll never get any funding or help or stuff, or they'll be blocked because they don't serve the purpose of supporting and bringing money to them. You look, every time a natural disaster happens, all the money that's put out there, and how much of that money ever gets to the people who need it.
Well, that's the problem, and that's why people are not giving to the Red Cross anymore.
All
because
the money.
They're...
If the people who need it aren't getting it, who's getting it? Your politicians are stealing it right back and using it for to pad their own ideologies. The main thing that we should do in this country, we need to outlaw insider trading and insider investing by our elected. If they are caught doing it, give them 20 years flat time, no plea bargains, nothing. 20 years flat time if you're caught insider trading and investing and you're an elected official.
I agree. I mean, that's just one of the things that should happen. The other thing is we definitely need to get rid of all this evilness with the IMF, the central banks, the Federal Reserve. I mean, the whole thing is just one huge house of cards, and you know it can't continue. It's just like
lawyers and judges should be thrown out like they were supposed to have been before Lincoln. Oddly, that certain amendment just kind of disappeared, so Lincoln got elected. There should never have been. It's a conflict of interest for lawyers and judges to become politicians.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, it's really sad. If any of you guests want to call in, we'd love to have you come into the show. It is 646-378-0321, and we take a minute call.
It's time the people started looking at their neighbors and started seeing the reality of what's happening in our country.
Right.
Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. See how many people are actually doing better or what their problems they're going through. And almost anything you find that involves our government is linked directly to Agenda 21. But trying to wake up a populace when you have a media that is complicit in the cover-up.
It's dang close to impossible.
When you have an elected that is complicit in pushing this and lying to our faces, nothing makes any matter that when my governor was asked about Agenda 21, he said he didn't know what it was. Well, he was a liar because he was on the House floor when Nancy Pelosi introduced it.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And he voted against it. But so if you voted against it, you can't tell me you didn't know what it was.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. They're all doing this. They're all lying about it, and we have not figured out why. I'm going to go ahead and
because they're all thinking that they're going to be the ones in control. And all we have right now is the Democrat and Republican Party hoping whoever gets global control in is the party that gets to be in, you know, the ones in control. But they're just not smart enough to realize you're only being utilized until they get that control. Then you will be eliminated first thing because you then will be a threat to them.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I think that, I don't know, except for like what you said in the beginning of the show, this is what we have to do, is continue doing our research, continue speaking to people. And I kind of mentioned that when Ron was talking about how bad this might get, and when the financial collapse comes and people are going to realize that their bank accounts are empty because it's just poofing the Mandrake, you know, thing.
Well, Obama would like to bring off martial law before that collapse, because he's afraid if that collapse is what causes the violence, that it'll all be directed at him and he won't have as much help as he thinks he's going to have.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, he won't have all the brown shirts, but he'll have plenty of others, believe me. And I think that this is the problem. You know, that's why once I get myself back in shape and feeling better, that's the first thing I have to do is definitely pick up 10 ounces of silver and start draining that bank account. At least I'll have whatever I have and put it in my safe.
I'm not sure where it was at in California, but there was recently an election. Democrats had a percentage of 22% above, so they should have skated to a victory. But the Hispanic vote went for the GOP, and the Democrats were defeated by the Hispanics.
Yep, they were.
Marked
and it was
down.
Like, yeah, I know.
There
and
are
here's
some smart Hispanics out there.
Yep, because, well, here's the thing. For 45 years, California has a head start on the rest of the country, believe me. That's when they started pouring across that San Diego border. Huge. I'm not kidding. And they were flooding California like nobody's business. And I think back in those days, they just hung out here. They didn't, like, migrate as fast as they did in the later years, like the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
They would come, they would do the work, and they would leave.
Well, that's, but then in 1972, one of the gals who, I was up in LA at the time, and she was of Hispanic descent, but I don't remember which, whether it was Bolivia or one of those. But anyway, she had light, you know, she's like the lighter skinned Spaniard type Hispanics from South America. She spoke pretty good English and very well educated. Yeah. Anyway, so she was telling all of us at the bank. I worked at a bank. That she said, she was like looking around and trying to whisper to us when we're having lunch. And she says, "You will not believe how many are coming across." This was 1972. She says, "They're coming in droves and they're getting away with it. And it's going to be a big problem and a big epidemic." And that stuck with me. And then it just hit me like, you know, 7 or 8, 10 years ago, that now I know why it hit me like it, you know.
I would like to ask the blacks out there, how is Amnesty going to help you get a job?
Oh, man. Hey, you know what?
I just
want to
hear one of
right.
them answer me that.
I'll tell
how
you,
is Amnesty
going
to help them get a job?
Do you know that there's many blacks right now who are saying the same thing? They got signs against this. They don't want that. They know. They know why Detroit's a mess.
They've
figured it out.
They've knocked down the ladder because of illegal immigration. They've already been knocked down the ladder in
I know.
Where they were the second largest group in the country. Now they're the third largest group behind Hispanics. And it's just going to the gap will just get wider as another amnesty hits. And it is the blacks on the true side. It is the blacks who will suffer the most if an amnesty is brought forward and approved. Because then Hispanics will be put over the top of them for education, for jobs, and everything else.
Because
the left is catering to.
And I know. And then, look, we've got plenty of white folks of every stripe who are also hurting. You know, some of the kids who are in biotech stuff or stuff here in Scripps, Oceana, all that stuff that they do with the marine biology stuff, they have jobs, but not everybody's that lucky. Some of the kids who understand programming and learning what, like Steve Jobs did, or the Apple people and all these clowns, these kids that come out of college and they're really smart and they're still living at home, and then they do stuff in their basements and they actually make something work, you know, that's great. But on a large scale, we don't have much in the way of manufacturing anymore because they've driven everything out. The whole thing is by design. You know that. I mean, it's Agenda 21. They want,
you know, I'm from a little podunk town here in Indiana, but I was raised and we grew up, and I have an extremely large family.
Yeah,
and
I know.
we've been raised to, we look out for our family. If they need stuff and we can help them, we help them, we do whatever. That's just how we were raised. But that extends past our family to friends and family and other people. We were
right.
raised to be like this. What we have today is the crowd that they're being raised, well, I don't want no help. What I expect is the government to support
yep.
me.
Yeah, that's your father and mother, that status type thing. Yeah, it's all for the state. Everything comes from the state. Everything goes to the state. This is evil. I'm telling you, it's statism, and it's not pretty. And that's New World Order stuff right out of Agenda 21, and we know it. So here's the thing. I think it was a year or two ago that I had gone out and talked to a couple of my neighbors, and I know Sue's on board with me, and I actually mentioned to the lady behind me, kind of, I didn't want her to think I was completely, you know, Jesse Ventura or something, but I said, you know, if things kind of go awry and the financial stuff hits and you guys can't get the, you know, the food supply and everybody's hungry and you see me walking around with my 9 on my hip, you'll know things have gotten pretty bad. And so she laughed and she kind of understood. But then I told Robert, I said, look, I says, I'm protecting my mother here. I said, we got two women. And I said, I'm going to talk to John down the street and Sue and everybody and say, look, we need to help people. Okay, I've got 812. Who's I got him? Bring him in. Hey, you're on the air.
812, that's my area.
That's 498, but I can't hear him. So I don't know what happened.
No, that's even close. That may be Patrick, and he may just be listening.
Okay.
No,
all
that'd
right.
be Lonnie, and he's just listening.
Lonnie, and he's just listening. Hey, little
okay.
cuz.
Hey,
hey,
well, you know, it's a big family.
Lonnie,
we help everybody.
Lonnie knows just what I'm saying about family. Am I right, Cuz? Is that not how we were raised?
That's right. Yeah, that's the way we were raised. You help each other.
And that's how we live. I happen to
know
Lonnie goes out of his way to help other people and do what he can if someone asks him and stuff. And
that's
just how we were raised here, and we still try to live that way here. A lot of people say, oh, we're backwards. But you know, you've been here, Linda. We may be a little backwards, but we feel a little freer. We breathe
a little
easier.
Yep.
And we know how to take care of ourselves if it comes right down to it.
Yeah, and you know what else?
Oh, yeah.
This is the thing. When you have that kind of a networking situation with whomever you're hanging out with in those parts, this is basically for your own safety and your own well-being, because everybody's on the same page. You know, it's not like that your next door neighbor or two doors down, they're going to come and try to rob you because they're hungry. They know they can just ask, you know, that's different. That's what I want to try to get across to my people here. Let's work together. Let's protect our area.
It's going to take everybody working together. And the people got to realize that both major political parties are screwing us all over. They are using us against each other to further their own agenda.
Sure.
They are playing for the American people to get organized on one issue because they can't stop us. And if we ever did and we realized our true power then we would there would be some changes coming about in Washington, D.C. quickly.
Yeah. So I'm getting feedback from somebody, and it could be that the microphone's too close to the computer or whatever, but sometimes that happens.
You have to turn the sound down on the computer. You have to turn the sound down on your computer or else it leads over.
Yeah. It does a double thing, yeah. Feedback, whatever they call it.
Yeah, that's feedback.
Anyway, so.
And
but that's.
We all need
idea.
To be going to our media. We need to be writing letters to our media, telling them how displeased we are with them. We need to organize against the media because the media won't print the truth. I have the problem here in my own local area. Our local paper don't print crap.
Yep,
yeah,
and that's why.
Sell nothing.
That's why I think that some of these protests and rallies, like the overpass rallies, are so effective, because people are starting. A lot of this is being captured on YouTube, and it's being put on every Facebook page. We can get them all over the country, and people are waking up. I mean, even in New York, they were like, I think it was Long Island. They were honking constantly. I mean, it was like, wow, blue state New York is honking to impeach this clown. So you know that something's going on out there, and that's a good thing.
The public is waking up, and they're seeing that what they were told all along about the Tea Party, they now know, most of them, if any brains know, was a lie. This ain't nothing more than the average Americans out there trying to save their country.
Yep, absolutely.
Not only for us, but for them too.
And a lot of good military, the Oath Keepers, people who are out because they know, they figured it out, that this is all exactly what I'm reading right now about the Rothschilds and the war pigs, and they're funding both sides, and it's evil, and it's mostly just for monetary gain and control over certain industries. That's what they're all about. That's what these people and the Illuminati are all about. The same group, this Agenda 21 crowd, this UN has turned into, that wasn't a good idea way back when, and it sure as hell isn't one now, because they, how they're doing. All they want to do is disarm us. You know that's what that small arms treaty is about, and you know that's why they probably helped get Schmuck Base elected both times. Oh, I can't take it.
Well,
he's went
to the UN and signed so many agreements that just totally go against our Constitution.
You know, Rand Paul
goes on trial for aiding the enemy. Of course, he didn't get found guilty of that. Why isn't Obama on trial for aiding the enemy?
I don't
know.
Because
he is arming and financing Muslim radical terrorist groups.
Yep. Oh, it's
evil.
All of a I know.
Sudden he's wanting to pull the support for the Egyptian military. It has nothing to do with the coup or anything like that. It's because it's his Muslim Brotherhood getting their asses kicked.
Yep. It's unbelievable what's going on. I mean,
he
so
supported
that's why,
the Muslim Brotherhood in Tunisia, and that's starting to blow up on him.
Oh, yeah. Well, everything's blowing up in his face, and I for one cannot be happier. And believe me, and I think everything that his evil beard wife does, it's blowing up in her face. People have had it with her too. I think there's a handful of morons. What is it, 40% or whatever now, that still approve of this clown? But it's becoming worse. I mean, now I'd like to see it down to 25%.
But I gotta agree. Who is Spitzer to come out and criticize? Where's the money, asswipe? Where's the money that you got away with hiding or whatever you did? But where's the money, Spitzer?
Oh God, wasn't he in? He was in a relationship
scandal. Buying a prostitute.
Oh God, yes, down in South
America.
And
he's calling wiener names.
Oh my Lord.
You're both perverts.
Oh. And yeah, Anthony's wiener. That you know what? I told my mom the other day. She was cracking up. I because remember the video of the school teacher, the ex school teacher that was reaming him a new one and asking him questions which he refused to answer. You know, like
well,
where do you get the moral authority to even run
here? Anthony, I saw the girl you were sexting, and oh my God, I feel sorry for you.
Oh my God! Oh, you was that the fat one in the semi bikini that looked like I don't know where it was from, but
looked like
yeah.
a professional wrestler.
Yeah, Omar the tent maker. However, if I had been there, I probably would have been handcuffed or duct taped or something, because I would have said, "Gee, Anthony, you should have put the condom on your face and taken a picture of that. I don't see much difference. God, he's ugly. I hate him. He's arrogant."
So here's Spitzer attacking him. And all he did was send pictures. Spitzer went and paid for a prostitute. How much money did he steal or that come up missing? I can't say that he stole it.
I don't know.
I got to tell you, he's my number one suspect.
You know, and then we got our guy down here. We've got every single local talk show host here in San Diego are going tooth and nail after Filner, because Filner is nuts. He came out, this arrogant piece of, you know what, came out on, did a press conference and says, well, you know, I have a problem and I'm going to go for 2 weeks. And he's not doing it till August 5th, conveniently. Going to go 2 weeks to this rehab, whatever. And it's like, but he's not stepping down. Do you know? I mean, some of the things that he got, there was like seven women that came out and Gloria Allred's involved. If I were Gloria, I would file suit right now. I would make sure. In fact, I would get the girls to say, "Do you want to go after him all the way? Have the guy arrested. He needs to be put in front of a grand jury. The whole thing in a grand jury."
I'd like to see. I gotta tell you though, I'd like to see Gloria give her a lobotomy.
She, you know, the only thing that she's doing good is she's bringing this to the attention of the people and everybody.
She
I'm
don't
not
care
kidding.
About truth or anything else. All she
I know.
Cares about is money.
And publicity. Well,
yeah.
Here's the deal.
You're not
here's
a lawyer I would hire.
No, here's the thing, though. Okay, she's got a name for herself, yada, yada, but it's not big enough to scare, you know, filthy Filner. So here we go. What's happening is all these talk show hosts are doing everything in their power to talk for 3 hours each day on how to recall this guy. And they're in the process. There are people filing. People from Camp Pendleton all the way to Chula Vista are going to be volunteering to help get signatures, even though we can't sign it because we're not in the district that votes for that office. But we can go and hang out and get signatures of those who are qualified. In other words, anybody who voted in the last election for Filner or against Filner obviously can, you know, they're registered, yada, yada. They can do it, right? Okay. So we lost Logan. But anyway, he's probably listening, hopefully, by the computer. Anyway, so people are going to recall him. It's a done deal. You watch. They're not going to let this guy not let it go. I mean, and every single day since this happened, the radio shows are hammering it. So it's not going to go away. This guy is – I hope that we get what we want and get these people exposed and gone. Now, I know that the person going up against Wieners know better, I don't think. I don't know what – I know Glenn talked briefly yesterday, but so people – you got to watch what the other hand's doing. I'm telling you, they've got so many slime balls that just – that's all you get going up for public office anymore. It's very discouraging. It's just –
That's why I find Ted Cruz to be a fresh voice
Yep, and
so
I
far,
like
Ted Cruz
Mike Lee,
has went against the establishment. He has stood there and held his ground. I'm sorry,
yes.
But Rand Paul's wishy-washiness with amnesty makes him a non-contender to me.
I know, but the other one that I like who seems to be consistent is Mike Lee. He is so ticked off at these guys, and I know he can't stand Obama. I know that, or any of these rhinos like
and I saw
Krispy
where,
Kreme.
Ted Cruz was appearing somewhere with Alan West.
Uh-huh.
And I thought to myself, that's not a bad combination.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be sweet? Wow. Yeah, VP in charge of, yep, absolutely, with military background, who's somewhat conservative, who voted for the NDAA, which I'll never forgive him for that. But, you know, I don't know. It's just...
Yes, check his reasoning.
I know, because he's military background, I get that. But this is what makes me crazy. That's why we had such a duel with Ron Paul.
We've been told that this NDAA, and I'm sure our electors were told that it was all about stopping terrorism, and I don't know how
right.
they can say that when you look around and they keep giving money and weapons to terrorists.
I believe that this has been another big lie, hoax, ruse, and false flag from 9/11. They accomplished many things. They got their war machine going in Iraq. They got their war machine going in Afghanistan. They, you know, because war is profitable, which I'm learning now. And they
worked very well for the Rothschild.
Yes, and the local clowns here in D.C. got their beloved Patriot Act so they could start taking away more of our freedom, because this is the agenda, Bill, and this started long before Obama was even thinking about being a senator of any stripe. So, you know, we know this. If you go back and look,
we do.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
I get pretty tore up when they, and I'll be honest, I see people trying to blame the Democratic Party for Agenda 21. I get pretty tore up because I know that it was introduced by George Bush Sr.
Oh, sure.
I know that it was Pelosi that put it on the House floor. Yeah, that's a Democrat. I know that Clinton, another Democrat, they couldn't get it passed in the House and stuff, so they took it, and Clinton went around them. You call Sustainable Development, signed onto it with the UN.
I know.
And then George Bush Jr., GW, come in and started putting things in place for the next guy, Barack Obama, to come in and try to finalize the majority of it.
Well, let's go back in history a little bit, and I remember reading this. It took me when Ron sent it to me. This is going back a year or so, maybe longer, but it was the I think I still have it somewhere in one of my bookmarks in the computer, and it was called The Regionalism, and it was 1974, California, under Ronald Reagan as the governor, and I'm telling you, he didn't reject it outright, but he didn't sign on to it, but it was not shelved completely. It kind of was the catalyst for all this crap, and then I'm sure it even goes back further than that if we go connect it to the 1800s, because Rosa Curie was talking about that. So, yeah, I'm sure that the infiltration of the churches and all this stuff.
It's been an ideology for a couple of centuries.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. This is what I'm afraid of. I'm looking at, let's say, 140 to 145 years that
we've seen
leaders
throughout the history try to take over the world and global control.
Right.
But this was a group that got together, and they were going to use stealth to do it. They know it was going to take years of time and stuff.
Yep.
But they put everything into place. And their offspring and their cronies have kept pushing it and kept pushing it, and they create a new cronies and new offspring to keep pushing it. I've seen someone today was like, well, take George Soros out. It really wouldn't do no good because he has several sons and stuff that, you know, have been just like.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Look, I think it can be connected, you know, pretty far back. But then, of course, the 1992 Rio Summit was a big push, and you know that, and I know that UNIDO was done back in the early times. The new Trans-Pacific Partnership under Obama, then we had the SPP or whatever it was. I don't even know if they still have their website up. They've been pushing this.
I'm not sure. You had the North American Union, but it was all about the same agenda, trying to bring
NAFTA, everything
into control.
Yeah, all this stuff. under
one global control.
Yes, and every single president from God knows who on down, you know, are pushing for this stuff. This is that global elitist mentality, and this is the philosopher king mentality that just sets my teeth on edge. And you know, I know it does you too, because this is just this is evil. And as I look at the financial part, the monetary system, this now I'm connecting all the dots and seeing how it's all possible, because they've got their finances in place. They've got a complete controlled central economic planning board. They've got the Fed, which is hugely evil. You know, they've got the IMF, the MF Global, all of it. It's just one big cartel, cabal, evil empire, and I'm tired of it. And we're not given, for the last time, they ain't getting our guns. So, you know, I just got to keep telling people.
If they get them, they're not going to like the way they get them.
Yeah. Anyway, that video link that I put up earlier, which is hopefully still on Patriot Family's chat room. I might be able to put it in here for the guests, but I think the last second was Ron Paul's in it too, and the other one is Charlton Heston before he passed, and he was speaking in front of the NRA, and he did the From My Cold Dead Hands deal. It was pretty cool. It was really cool. So if I can get a hold of Michael Magic and get some of these things I'd like to get converted and put in here in Blog Talk, I'll do it. So that would be a lot of fun. So,
well, we've all got to start doing more posts on the family site.
Yep.
We got a new face on the site, so it's time to start doing the work and to make the site grow bigger. And we'll keep pushing our radio shows and keep checking into things. And we need to get more guests to come in and talk. And
I know.
I said, you're going to have to come on here and talk once in a while, brother. It's just how it is.
Yeah,
and,
because we need people's input. We don't want to just hear each other all the time. You know, we're a great tag team, but we need that customer call in, you know, the listener call in and stuff. So, guys, don't be afraid.
Yeah, if you got any questions, ask them. If we can't answer them, we'll look
questions,
them up together.
You know, let us know what groups you're with. How do you feel about it? The number here is 646-378-0321. And I'm just going to, since I typed in our website, that is our network on Blog Talk, and our group is Patriot Families. And we formed, I don't know how many years ago, but we've had several reunions already. So, and this is a great site of just wonderful people. They get it. They're hardworking, God-loving, family-oriented, people who just want to have a country that was based on the founding principles and the original intent.
I want my people to have a chance at success. I want them to have a chance I want them to have the freedoms, and at least the freedoms and liberties and stuff that I have, if not more. I want to see a future for the children and for not only my grandchildren and children, but for the children of everybody else. I want to see people have
posterity,
a chance at a future. I don't want to see the youth of this nation be turned into clones of each other, just going anywhere, not knowing anything, not being able to succeed in anything else, being held back by government rules and regulations, trying to make everyone equal. I'm sorry. Everyone is not equal. It just never was meant to be that way.
Well,
people have all different things about each other that makes, you know, some guys can weld, some guys can paint, and others are better at certain things than other people. It's always been that way, and it'll always be that way. You cannot make people equally poor and ignorant.
Right. You can't change humanity, and you can't change human nature. The only way to change one's thinking on certain things, or their progressive feelings, if you will, on certain things regarding their fellow man, is through an individual's changing his own heart. That
well,
is very possible.
Yeah,
but
you know that Obama recently formed a group to try to figure out how to nudge us to think way that he would have us think.
Do you realize that Cass Sunstein has been around his administration since 2009? when he was sworn in, because I'll tell you, Cass Sunstein was very huge on the chalkboard when Glenn first started on Fox. Believe it. I did a little research. This guy's evil.
Well,
he's the nudge guy.
You'll find out a lot of those people Obama has, a lot of his czars, they're all evil.
Oh,
They are all anti-Americans, all wanting to destroy this country, thinking that they're going to be the global elite.
You betcha. They're evil. I'm telling you, and I can go down the list. If I had it in front of me, I could practically go down the list right now from memory. I mean, the Kevin Jennings, the Ezekiel Emanuels, the John Holdrens, for God's sakes. I mean, just keep – and, of course, the ones we got rid of. We got rid of Anita Dunn. She's probably at the CFR or God knows where she's at. The other one was Van Jones. Yeah, they get promoted to something. Who the heck knows? They go underground. Van Jones is still working behind the scenes, you know. And this is how it goes. And John Holdren's a eugenicist. That guy's a Fabian socialist from the get-go. Hildebeest Clinton.
So's Bloomberg. So's Gates.
Oh, I know. I can't stand him. And Hillary Clinton is a progressive and also a Fabian socialist type as well. I have no use for her. And her husband, you know, he might come off as just a philanderer and a, you know, skirt chaser, and that he may well be, but he's got a lot of irons in the fire, and he does a lot of things I'll bet nobody knows about, and he's powerful. So, you know, this is not good to have these people. They all should be in Gitmo, as far as I'm concerned. Talk about a grand jury, you know, definitely. But this is what we're up against. So, you know, and as far as, you know, doing what you guys are doing, I'm trying to take a page out of you guys' books, and just out of common sense and self-preservation, I've got to get with my neighbors again and say, look, if something happens, you won't have to call me up. You'll know it happened. Let's keep a cool head and let's have, you know, powwows and meetings and try to protect our neighborhood and make sure that we're not shooting the wrong people. Yeah.
You got to make plans. You've got to get prepared. You got to study.
Absolutely.
And know what kind of things you're actually going to have, what's the most important to have with you and possess.
And
because
barter.
If you had
to
run, you can't carry everything.
I know. That's true. And the other thing is I need to start looking for kind of an escape route and a place to go to, because – and always make sure I have lots of gas in my car, stuff like that. So, you know –
It's a long ways, dear, but you know where we're at, and I've showed you our safe zone. You're going to have to come down there in them halls and stuff to try to drag us out. We're from there. We've been raised there.
I know.
And cranny in there.
Yep. I mean, I don't know. Thing is, if I'm here, and I hopefully things will be a little different. I don't know when this – see, we don't know when this is going to happen. Nobody can predict the day. That's the problem, you know.
Well, if you go by that thing you just put up, it's this year.
Oh, God. Yeah, the link, I know. That's
I think you're staying and pushing harder and harder, trying to ignite something.
Right.
Give them
I know.
A reason to put in to instill martial law. They've given up trying to make the Tea Party blow up, so now they're going out trying to make the blacks and whatever, somebody else, anybody blow up so they can do it.
I know. I think that that's not going to work for a lot of reasons, because look what they've been trying and trying and trying. I mean, they've done everything they can but do backflips, and they haven't got it together yet. They tried the Trayvon Martin stuff. They've fomented all kinds of false flags on us, trying to take away our guns. I think that Ron was correct, that it's going to take that huge collapse, because that's what's going to, you know, that brick wall is going to wake these morons up, and then they're going to be pissed, they're going to be hungry, and there's going to be chaos, and that's what's going to happen. And whether the powers that be want it that way or not, I don't think it's going to be up to them. I think it's going to be up to the financial collapse, because there ain't no way out of this mess.
Why?
You know?
Okay, that's by walking. Yeah, what you're saying. It's a sadness. You see our group gathered down in Delaney. You've seen a lot of my friends come. And not all of them are aware of what's going on, but several of them there are aware, maybe one or two that wasn't. And there's one who's indifferent because he's not had any information on anything. And I'm trying to educate him and bring him up to snuff on what all's going on.
Good.
And but then you see the rest of us. site for quite a while. I didn't bring that up while he was down there, but he was, I mean, he's already a member of Patriot Families. So he was one of us down there attending, more of us attended than we thought.
Awesome.
Of our group.
Good. That's wonderful. Yeah, we need to kind of promote the site
there's
and everything
the Chad.
Else. Huh?
And said,
hey, Chad.
Chad.
We got 10 minutes left. We ought to get him on here.
Well, just a second.
Okay. He's trying to hand the phone to him. Yeah, they've got quite a group there in Indiana. It's really fun.
Hello.
So, hi, how are you doing?
Very, very good.
Good. How's the family?
Family's doing good.
Awesome.
We're going to probably by the end of, let's see, next month, August, we're going to go back out to the Laney for a couple days.
Oh, awesome.
Go
yeah,
and rent
you guys
a cabin. And,
yeah.
Oh, yes. And it's good
and
to
it's
get
so
away.
It's so nice. Absolutely. So,
and,
I, you
yes.
know, you've heard that Bill and Ron are like ready, and yourself, of course, are ready to like blow it out next year and really have a big
oh,
to
yes.
do. I think it would be amazing. Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Oh, I think it would too. I think so, it would too. The more people we get in and the more people we can get there, we can have a big old shindig.
Yeah, it would be nice. And then also, and have that banner so that the folks who
yeah.
are at the beach are coming by, you know, they would know. And what I'd love to see is the banner being seen by the Amish. That would be kind of cool.
That, yes. Well, see, if we had the banner, then more people was in the park and stuff, like this last time,
uh-huh.
we could have had more people come in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They would have, with all the American flags that was through there, oh, yeah,
yep.
they would have stopped and said Tea Party, and we could have had more people joining us. And that's the reason I'm on the banner.
I'd like to say
hi to my cousin Lonnie.
Yay! If he's out there listening, because he's that number dropped off a while ago. Maybe he had trouble.
Oh, did he?
Audio, yeah, but maybe
okay.
went into default. So it's kind of hard. Yeah, it's hard to get in. Sometimes Blog Talk can be a real pain. But I want to
okay.
welcome all the guests and Doc and everybody that's
oh,
here.
Yes.
So,
oh yes.
So if you guys want to check out some of the things going on at Patriot Families, it's wonderful. The blogs, the pictures, the videos, the radio shows. And I'll probably do right now that promo, and then we can kind of wrap it up for today. And
fine.
Doc's taking off in a second. We still got about 8 minutes, but let me do this real quick for the 41 seconds. Hang on.
Okay.
Sometimes it doesn't play.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for checking that out. And Chad or Bill, you want to do a last-minute promo or parting?
Well, I will say goodnight to you all, and
okay,
I
great.
Will pass it on over to Bill.
Thank you so much. Mazel tov, and happy whatever. Whatever today is, Tuesday.
I got to say, I just want everybody to take a look around your neighborhoods. Look at your family and your friends and your neighbors
right.
and stuff. And you tell me, are they not worth helping?
Right.
Are they not worth standing up and fighting to protect? Well, that's what we got to do. Yes, there's bad people out there. But the majority of the Americans, I got to feel, is good. And we're being played by our political parties against each other so that they can keep their control. And it's going to take us all of every stripe uniting against them to put them out
uh-huh.
and put in a government that's actually going to look out the best interest of the American people as a whole.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think my parting thought would be just, yeah, doing the neighbor thing, also keeping up with informing and correcting the wrongs that are happening. And if somebody's blogging, you know, a bunch of lies, start correcting it. Start giving them the links to the places that you know they can get the truth from, and just say, okay, here's what we have. You know, if you guys are just blindly and this is what I feel, because I absolutely see this every day when these people in San Diego think that they're, you know, doing the great thing for having everybody go green and solar and wind. And I'm like, I see that they have fallen into this trap. They're blindly following this stuff, not understanding any of it, never seeing the other side, you know. And
well,
so
you see how I answer that, Linda. I always throw that carbon exchange and Obama and all that up there so that they can see what's really going on. And I've had trouble on several sites, even Facebook, but several other sites, of posting that, because when I start posting it, to every time someone says something about green, the climate, and I always post that on there, I have found out that I get attacked, I get shut down, I get put on probation and anything else.
Wow.
Because they don't like that I'm putting this. Because it,
sure.
People can read the green energy thing, but they can go straight and read that carbon stuff and what happened there and what it was all about. And they understand then that it's a scam. We're being scammed.
Yep. Right. Oh, yeah. So... that's the problem. If Facebook is doing that, that's not good, and that's just horrible. Okay, I've got a couple minutes, and again, thank you guys for joining. Of course, Chad and Bill and Doc and guest 4009 and 4270, thanks for coming on. Tomorrow is my show. Hopefully, I'll be up for the hour. We'll see. And the others that didn't make it, like Ron and those, maybe they can join us as well. Because I'm going to be doing a little bit on the creature from Jekyll Island and a little bit on the New World Order and what Congress did back in the government, providing a government for the District of Columbia, also known as the Act of 1871. Well, of course, they had no authority to do it, but they just do it, you know, rotten.
Well,
sold us down
to
Rothschild.
We're going to have to try to schedule a show, maybe 2 hours or longer. And let Ron get on here and let Ron talk about the Rothschilds and Jekyll Island.
Okay.
Ron is, Ron, well, you know how Ron is, Linda. And that was some of the first things that Ron, when he joined our group, started posting and talking about stuff.
Sure.
So he's very informed on it all.
Exactly.
I've read Jekyll Island, and I keep smiling when I hear you're reading it. I'm waiting on you to finish it.
Yep. Well,
because,
here's the thing.
I think when you finish, as you're reading that book and when you get finished, you'll have a new outtake on what's really going on.
Oh, I know. I agree with you. Every little time I turn a page, I get more information, of course, and it starts making more sense to me. And then it also starts making it easier for me to explain it to others, and that's the most important. So that's what we're going to do. And we'll talk to him about that. Maybe if he can get home in time, to join us. He's online, but he's not in the show now. So
we can schedule a special show to do that.
Okay.
And my friend Jerry Hanner here been listening with us. Jerry, when I was fighting illegal immigration in 10 Indiana counties, probably 12, 13 actually, Jerry was with me every step of the way. He was there beside me as we protested against illegal amnesty. And he's still in the fight. He stays here with us. And like I said, I got my own little army here.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Okay, guys, God bless.
Or I'm a part of their little army.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm just going to do a quick thing of Keep the Change, and we'll play a little music.
Everyone be
blessed.
God bless
you guys.
Everyone be blessed. Everyone have a great night.
Good night.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Awesome.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?
Good night, everybody. God bless. See you tomorrow night for Right from the Left Coast. Have a great one.